I'm talking by phone tonight with J.A. Jance, the New York Times bestselling author of multiple books, including series featuring Detective J.P. Beaumont, Sheriff Brandon Walker, Sheriff Joanna Brady, and the Allie Reynolds series. Tonight, we're going to talk to her about her latest novel, Dance of the Bones. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much. I'm in Portland, Oregon.
You're used to setting the bar high for yourself because in this latest novel, Dance of the Bones, you've woven together many layers, stories, characters. So start us off, if you would, with these two lead characters that you've brought together in this book, J.P. Beaumont and Brandon Walker.
J.P. Beaumont is a Seattle homicide detective. I've been writing about him for more than 30 years. The first book with Bo in it came out in 1985. He has spent the last several years working for a cold case unit that was recently disbanded. So he's sort of at loose ends right now when Dance of the Bones starts. Brandon Walker was a sheriff in Pima County, Arizona. He's long retired, but he is affiliated with a volunteer retired law enforcement organization called The Last Chance. He's called by a man he arrested for homicide 30 years ago. The guy has been in prison all this time, and he has now been offered a plea bargain. If he'll plead guilty to second-degree murder, they'll let him out with time served. But he says he won't do that because he didn't do it. And he asks the guy who arrested him to look for whoever really did it. As Brandon investigates, he discovers that this case is connected to a long cold case in Seattle. And that's how the two of them end up working together.
And it goes on to include multiple murders, stolen diamonds, and a kidnapping. So again, you've set the bar high. One of the things that was lovely about this book is that you've woven a story within a story, honoring the Native Americans who have lived, I guess, for centuries in the area near Tucson. So
Actually, the word Tucson comes from Tahana Adam, Chakshun, which means at the base of the Black Mountain. Because from south, 60 miles away, the Catalinas look black. I spent 5 years as a K-12 librarian on the Tahana Adam, and I told 26 stories a week in K-6 classrooms. And I love those stories. And you're right when you say I wove them in. Writing the Walker books, and this is number 5 in what I call the Walker family series. And those books are more like French braiding a story than they are telling one, because there are multiple points of view, a very elastic timeline that flows back and forth through decades. And I really love those books. My purpose in writing them was to try to reach the people who may never go to Arizona and who think of Arizona as one vast sand dune with a single saguaro sticking out of the top of it. I wanted them to become acquainted with the many varieties of things that are in Arizona in terms of topography and climate. There's a huge difference between the flora and fauna on the desert floor and what's up on top of what they call Sky Island, those 7,000-foot peaks in the desert. But I went to the reservation as a K-12 librarian in 1968. I knew nothing about Indians. Those people took me in, and my friends, Loretta Ramon, Melissa Wan, Pauline Hendricks, and Rita Pablo, took me into their circle. And when I left 5 years later, I was a better person than I was when I arrived. And I'm writing those books because I want to bring my readership into the same welcoming circle that took me in.
Those legends are so related to nature, so rich and poetic, I would say, metaphoric, perhaps. So it's an interesting parallel to what's going on with the detectives.
When I was writing the second of those books, the first time I decided to include the legends, it was almost like magic. So now I was supposed to write the second one. And I asked my husband, well, can magic strike a second time? So it was time to write Kiss of the Bees. I knew I wanted to include this Aunt Bit Child. Aunt Bit Child is the woman who is Lonnie Walker in Dance of the Bones. Now she's all grown up, and she's a trained physician as well as a medicine woman. But in that book, I based her on a real child on a reservation when I was there, who wandered out into the desert alone, fell into an ant bed, and nearly died of ant bites. Well, you can imagine dying of a snake bite, maybe.
Yes.
But almost dying of ant bites is something that's hard to wrap your head around. So I knew I wanted to include her. And the night before, I knew I had to start working on the book because the deadline was looming. I opened my source book of Tohono O'odham legends, a book that dates from the early 1900s. Written by Harold Bell Wright, called Long Ago Told. And the page fell open to the story of a woman who, in time of terrible drought, was saved from death by the beating of the wings of the little people, the bees and wasps, the butterflies and moths. And when the drought was over and she was still alive, she went on to become Kalani A'ox, the Tohono O'odham's greatest medicine woman. And in that moment, I had goosebumps because I realized there was a connection between Kalani A'ox and my little Aunt Bit Child. And that's why Lonnie's name is Lonnie,
yes,
because of her relation to that medicine woman.
I want to stay with gifts, so to speak, that you receive from your work and time on the reservation, because there's something on your website that intrigued me. You write, I learned on the reservation that the ancient sacred charge of the storyteller is to beguile the time. Beguile the time. What a great phrase and thought.
The winter telling tales, the E.E. Toy stories on the reservation, are only to be told between the middle of November and the middle of March. When it's cold out, it's hungry out, you huddle around a fire to keep warm and somebody tells stories. You're not supposed to tell the stories in the spring and summer because then everybody is either supposed to be out hunting and gathering or planting or doing chores. I've been on the New York Times list countless times. But what means the most to me is when I hear from readers that they've used my books while a loved one was in the hospital and they were in a waiting room or while they were recovering from some kind of medical procedure or using them to while away spare hours on the ground in Afghanistan or Iraq. I also know that I have readers who are incarcerated. Those are all people with time in need of beguiling. I heard from a woman in Salt Lake whose son was in juvie on a drug charge and started reading my books. And she credited me with stories that showed him how to get on the straight and narrow.
Oh, it's such a wonderful philosophy for a writer to have. And we thank you for it, certainly for your many good reads. And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
I've been talking with J.A. Jantz about her latest book, Dance of the Bones. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray. Thank you.